What we found was that women who came from regional and remote areas of Australia had about a 20% worse survival rate than women who lived in major cities.
And what are the reasons?
The things that are most likely are either that women in the country are being diagnosed at a more advanced stage. The other possibility is that their access to the best treatments is just not as good as for women in the city areas.
And is this what you would have thought when you approached this study of over 1,000 women?
I guess that it's a pretty common finding that women or people in general from the country have worse outcomes from cancer. That's not a new finding. It hasn't really been found for ovarian cancer before, so that was a little bit of a surprise. But nevertheless, I think the issues that apply to other cancers also apply to ovarian cancer. And one thing, I suppose, with ovarian cancer is that it can be a little bit tricky to diagnose, and that's because the symptoms are not particularly specific. So they're not things that people might immediately think of as being related to ovarian cancer. So that's women as well as their doctors.
So it comes back to that education of patient, but then also GPs themselves.
Yeah. Although we see, you know, more than 1,000 women each year in Australia being diagnosed with this condition, it's not the most common cancer that doctors will see. There are others that are much more common, and there are also conditions that are much more common that will cause these kinds of symptoms. So it's just keeping it there in the back of your mind as a possibility in older women.
You said there was a difference between those women who live in regional and rural parts and those in metropolitan centres. Mm. What about state by state?
We didn't see any significant differences between the states, which I think is a good thing. So it seems that these things are happening across the board.
Yeah, it's a broad issue.
It's a broad issue. Yep.
And you mentioned that one of the key concerns, I guess, for anyone living in regional parts is that the fact, not just with ovarian cancer, but many forms of cancer, mm. your rates of treatment and recovery aren't as high as if you lived in a metro centre.
That's right.
Is that just a fact of life of living in Australia?
It's a difficult question to answer. I think that we're certainly a lot more aware of it now than we have been before. I'm not a policy expert, but I know that there have been a number of measures that have been put in place over the last few years to try and improve access to treatment, not just for cancer, but for a range of things. There are new regional cancer centres that have been set up, and there's fly-in, fly-out services that are available. And also, I think another thing that is very useful for people is being able to support people to travel to the cities to have treatment. So we have to keep going and make sure that, you know, in another 5 years' time, we see no difference between urban and rural women.
Is 5 years achievable?
Yeah, I think it is.
And that's an argument to policymakers. What about to women who are listening today and they live in part of the country that isn't a major city,
mm-hmm.
they might be hundreds of kilometres away from their nearest hospital.
Yeah.
What information do they need to know?
Well, I guess they need to know, first of all, that if they have any persisting symptoms, they need to go and see their doctor. Don't put it off. Your health is really important to you and your family, so don't put it off. So that's the first thing. Ask lots of questions of your doctors. That's really important, I think, for anyone, any woman, is to ask lots of questions of their doctors and to ask whether there are other treatments that are available that you could be accessing. And I think the final thing is to consider that going to the city for particular specialised treatments might be the best thing for your health in the long term. It's difficult and inconvenient in the short term, but it might give you those benefits for your health in the long term.
That could be a very tough decision to make, though.
It can be a very tough decision, I understand that, but sometimes it's a decision that has to be made. I also think that as we're getting more rural cancer centres up on board, the distances that people will have to travel will be hopefully less as well.